Journey Through the Word, a teaching ministry of Horizon Christian Fellowship in Indianapolis. Today, Bill Goodrich, pastor of Horizon Christian Fellowship, continues his teaching verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and book by book through the Bible in this edition of Journey Through the Word.
Amen. Christ is born. Hallelujah. The prophets said this in Isaiah chapter 9. For unto us a son is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, My God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Amen. God has fulfilled what was spoken of this child in Isaiah. He's brought him forth into this world, as we know. We come today to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Today we believe, for those of us that have humbled ourselves simply to believe. I don't know about you, I've never been to heaven. I've never seen Jesus Christ face to face. And I've never heard an audible voice of God. But still today, I believe that these scriptures that we just read, this scripture that I just read, points to this person named Jesus. Jesus is born. The Christ is born. In Isaiah chapter 11, it says this concerning the Christ. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight, speak of the Christ, his delight is in the fear of the Lord. And he, the Christ, shall judge by the sight of his eyes, shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness, he, the Christ, shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. Is he faithful? He truly is. Is he righteous? For sure. He is God who came to this earth, as we sang the songs that we did. If you were watching and the words and singing the words and listening to the words. They speak about this child, this miracle that came into us, into this earth in a very special moment here upon planet Earth. As that video closed, it closed with these words, Jesus, the one who thunders through the heavens, yet whispers to our hearts, who reigns victorious and vows to serve the broken. He is God in the fury. God in the silence. He holds this mystery balanced in his hands. He holds our questions until they lose their need, till all we see is him. Can't wait for that day, just to see him. But it's a very special moment that often we don't talk about when we talk about Jesus coming into this earth. And I believe that it was a special moment, a very powerful moment, when an angel visited a woman named Mary. Listen to the story, you've read it before. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And when she heard him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name, what? Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, as we saw in the Old Testament. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end, as we saw in Isaiah. Then Mary said to the angel, very important question, how can this be, since I do not know a man? As you know, she was a virgin. She had no relationships with a man. And so it was a natural thing that she would wonder, how can this be? But the scripture goes on, and the angel answered her and said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. God himself will come upon you. And the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. That means God himself. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is how now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said this, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Often we don't reflect upon this part of the story, but the faith that was there. Trust God. She, being a virgin, knew that she couldn't give child, but then she just yielded to the will of the Lord. Today we are to yield to the story that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Man could not have created the story that God would come as a babe to this earth. The nation of Israel were looking for a king that would come riding upon a white horse, no doubt. He would come with his armies and he would set the nation free. But Jesus came as a child. Christ is born. We thank him for that. But he did set his nation free, but only if they would turn to him. Love in the Gospel of John chapter 1, and we can't have a candle lighting service without going to John chapter 1. Listen to the words of the apostle. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word that was Jesus, and in the beginning was the Word, that's Jesus. And the Word was with God. Jesus was with God. And the Word, Jesus, was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and that darkness did not comprehend it. In other words, the darkness did not overcome that light. Though the enemy tried to overcome that light, that child that came into this earth. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. John the Baptist's purpose was to come, that he would proclaim the coming of the Messiah. We see in the Old Testament, as the Old Testament ended, there was that prophecy that spoke of the coming of the Messiah. And here we see it, that all through him might believe. Speaking of Jesus, Scripture says of John the Baptist, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, of Jesus. That was the true light. Jesus is the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But then verse 12 is one of the most wonderful verses in Scripture. It says, but as many, all are given an opportunity, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. How many here this evening believe in Jesus' name? That is no small thing. That's a miracle. It's a miracle for each and every one of us because there's so much resistance against that. Our flesh does not want us to yield to the work of God through Jesus Christ. The enemy definitely doesn't want us to yield to the knowledge that through Jesus Christ comes salvation and forgiveness of all of our sins. It goes on and it tells us that Jesus was not born of the physical way, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. Jesus was born of God. And then this verse 14, and the Lord became flesh, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. An amazing story, isn't it? Amazing reality. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what we come to celebrate. Amen? We really do. What would bring you out on a night, Christmas Eve night? I understand when we leave here tonight, there's going to be 5 inches of snow. That would be nice, wouldn't it? No? Well, it would be nice. It would be nice. It has to be. All the ladies would go out and shovel, and the guys would be able to stay and drink their hot apple cider inside the house. Wait. No? It's not that way in my house either. You guys are amazing people. You are amazing. And what is even more amazing, that God lives inside of you if you have humbled your heart and simply believe that Jesus is the Christ. Christ is born. He came to give us life. And he gives us light and dispels the darkness that is out there. Tonight, I'd like to close my short message before we light the candles. Are you ready to do that? Yeah. We'll do that in a moment. We really will. But I'd like to give the Word of God. One might ask, what must I do to receive eternal life? Do I have to stand on my head? No. Do I have to go to church every single Sunday and not miss one? No. Do I have to give everything that I own up? No. All you have to do is what it says here in Scripture, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, here come four powerful words. You will be saved. 27 years I searched for the understanding of those words. I grew up in a family that would make sure my mom and dad wouldn't go to church, but me and my two brothers, they would dress us up in our little suits, our little hats, and they would take us in and to a Methodist church, and there on the steps of the Methodist church would be our Aunt Mary, Aunt Alice. And Aunt Alice would be there, and she would always be there. We'd get out of the car, and I don't know why my parents didn't go to church, but she'd be right there, and she made sure she led us down to our classroom, because she knew if she didn't do that, we would just run around somewhere there, get in trouble somehow. But I thank the Lord. There, on those little story boards, I heard the story that God loves the world so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ. But it wasn't until I was 27 years old that I heard these wonderful words, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. What is he saying? He's saying that we simply believe that God came into this world and became one of us. Oh, that's amazing. How can a virgin be with child? With God, nothing is impossible. And that's what he's done. And we must believe that. It goes on, and that believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. In other words, resurrection. Jesus came, became one of us. He went through the years, became a man. He walked on this earth and never rebelled against God. He started a ministry, proclaim the goodness of God and the way unto salvation. And there, the world didn't like what he had to say. Satan worked overtime to destroy him. And so they thought they had victory when they placed him on the cross. But through his death there on the cross was victory. Victory for every single person. Because in that he died for our sins, that we don't have to pay the penalty of eternal separation from God. We can be with God forever and ever if we simply believe. It goes on, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm going to give you an opportunity, if you'd like to, here in a moment, to confess with your lips that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. In other words, salvation is for every single person, for everyone in this room. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. And here it comes, verse 13. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Praise the Lord. God is good. He came into this world that we might be set free. So why do we come out on Christmas Eve? To light candles? Yeah. To have fun at? Yeah. But to remember that this candle speaks of the light that came into this world and that we can be set free simply by believing in him. Amen? Okay, so what we're going to do now, little instruction. Candles, you got them. Everybody got candles? If you don't have a candle here as they're being lit, raise your hand high and they'll bring a candle to you, okay? Now, a little bit of instruction. If you have children with you, it would be very careful to stay with them. Make sure that they don't tip this sideways once it's lit. Now, when they come down the aisles, they're going to have the candle like this. Take your candle that's unlit, go like this, let it be lit, and then like this. Go to the next person, and when it's lit, don't go like this. Okay? Keep it up like this and let the other person do that. And then we'll close with a song, and we will lift our candles high to Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen.
Bill will continue his teaching in our next broadcast. Journey Through the Word is a listener-supported ministry of Horizon Christian Fellowship in Indianapolis. We appreciate your prayers and support. If you would like more info about Horizon Christian Fellowship, you may call 317-823-2349 or visit us at horizonindy.org. Please join us next time when you'll hear the pages turn and journey through the Word. Journey through the Word.